Phoenix FM and Resurrection Madness, and What on Earth Is It You Take Me For, from their new album Theatre of the Absurd Presents C'est La Vie, which is out on November 17th. They've definitely still got it. I have to admit, I do have a bit of a soft spot for Madness, still ploughing their excellent furrow, making music that they want to make. We all want to do that in our old age, don't we? Before that, Gene, singer-songwriter from such a sad bit rude, didn't it, me calling Madness old? Anyway, okay, if they have a problem, they can turn up at the Phoenix FM studios and we'll sort it out, all seven of them. That was Jean before that, and singer-songwriter from Canada. It's a brand new single from her that came out last week, taken from her forthcoming album Gold Control, out in February. That was Making Me Mad. California band Soft Science up next. This is taken from their current EP Lines, which came out last month. This track is called Grip.
Me.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Vinny Pereira, former lead singer of The Banshees, a band we've played on the show before, and that's his current single, Silly Games, which came out at the beginning of this week. And before that, FMB, a band, a 90s indie band. I don't like calling bands 80s bands or 90s bands, because, you know, a lot of the time they're still making music now, which doesn't really make them a 90s band, but that was, I think, their heyday. I don't think any of us can deny that. They may have a second heyday, who knows, because they have a second album, Dry White Season, which is coming out soon, and that is the current track taken from it, 'Cause She Was Mine. And this year we've spoken to both Roger and Jeffers from the band on the show. Lovely guys, really interesting story, and they talk for England. Check those interviews out if you can. Current single now from Chelmsford band Delonia. They're supporting Republica in London next month. Go and see that if you can. This is Fall Apart. Phoenix FM and Resurrection from one of my favourite albums of the year. That was Pacifica. The album is Freak Scene. It's only been out 4 weeks. I've played it over and over and over in that time. That track is called Digital Clock. Brilliant album. All killer, no filler. Pop Guns before that from their current EP Popism, which has also been out 4 weeks. That was Red Cocoon. They're a band who came into the studio quite a few years ago. We used to have a presenter called Jed Shepherd who did some stuff at the weekends, and he was a favourite of theirs. We're probably talking about 10 years ago or more. Caught them live back in 2016 as well at the 100 Club supporting Darling Buds. Good to hear new music from them. Next up, Nashville, Tennessee band Be Your Own Pet. A band I saw live at the Reading Festival in 2006. Absolutely loved them, and then kind of didn't see them again until August this year when they played at Rough Trade East in London, showcasing their third album, Mummy, their first album in 15 years. Absolutely brilliant album, and they are great live as well. Fantastic stage presence. Great music as well. This is from Mummy. This is Big Trouble.
Shut up.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Now, the last third of my show every week I usually call the oldies section, and we haven't really got any particular oldies, just a few songs from the last few years, which I absolutely love, and we've got three from 2022. That was last year, wasn't it? You just heard Weddy Blino from Adwaith, taken from their second album, Batto Matto. They've got some new music out soon. I don't think I've got my hands on it yet. That's why I'm playing that one. Batto Matto are not Welsh words at all, but everything else about Adwaith is, caught them live at the beginning of the year at the Grace in Highbury. What a fantastic band they are. They've had two albums and they've both won the Welsh Music Prize. Snowcoats before that, Dutch band who I caught live a couple of times in September when they played in the UK. Decided that they're probably not going to play in the UK very often, so, you know, once wouldn't be enough. So I caught them at the Tunbridge Wells Forum and also Signature Brew in Haggerston in East London as well. That was Anyway from their album If It Wasn't Me, I Would Have Called It Funny, which came out on the wonderful Alco Pop Records. I can't emphasise that enough. They're a fantastic label. That came out just over a year ago. Now we just played Adwaith, and we're going to have another Welsh language track. This is Welsh singer-musician Dylan Hughes from Aberystwyth and his band known as Unys, which is spelt Y-N-Y-S. They had a self-titled debut album which came out in November last year. It's an absolutely wonderful, dreamy, easy listening kind of album. Here's one of the tracks from it. This is Mordy.
Yeah. came crashing down. Now the waves are rock. And a seaside called Star Village that somehow dropped you in it.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Hybrid Kids, and dropped the song that started my love affair with that band. Absolutely brilliant. Sounds like Drums and Wires era XTC to me. The whole album, The Minor Escapes, which came out in January 2020. Definitely worth checking out. Can't believe that's nearly 3 years old now. Danny has been gigging. Haven't had a word with him for a little while, but hope to catch up with him at some point soon and see him live again. Laura Lee and the Jets before that, and Talgate. They're a band from Berlin. They had their debut album, Wasteland, out in December 2021, and they are just about to record, and I think they've recorded it already. I think they're just about to release some new material, which is fantastic. Haven't seen them live yet. Fingers crossed that they will be playing the UK at some point next year. That was Talgate. Back to 2011 now, and Art Brute from their fourth studio album, Brilliant Tragic, which came out on Cooking Vinyl that year. This is Lost Weekend.
I threw myself into the deep end. I'm a song that I still don't know. It was late, I was drunk, it was the radio. Oh yeah. They asked us to leave. But when I asked you for your number, and your hands up underneath my jumper, and over and over and over.
It was a lost weekend. We turned our phones off, ignored our friends.
I thought my knees would come. I thought I'd never see you again. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you by saying something stupid like I love you. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you by saying something stupid like I love you. It was a lost weekend. 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 Lost weekend. Lost weekend. Lost weekend. Lost weekend.
celebrities all going to the shops. 40,000 A-listers creating havoc for the cops. 60,000 movie stars busy with their chores. 80,000 pop singers wandering round the stores. They've got to get the arsewiping and empty out the garden bin. Your heroes at home, they want a broad and to have tidy drawers. There's bargains waiting at the sales. No time for going off the rails. Your heroes at home.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, another track from 2011, Scumbag Philosopher, a band from Norwich who released one album, It Means Nothing, So It Means Nothing, which is absolutely brilliant, and then they disappeared without a trace, which is pretty sad. I still play their songs on this show from time to time and tag them in to Twitter just to let them know that someone still loves them. That was Heroes at Home. And that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. I have thoroughly enjoyed the last 2 hours. Hope you enjoyed the music too. Going to leave you with a bit of Asylum's Southend band, who released their debut album Killer Brainwaves in 2016. From it, this is Joy in a Small Wage. I'll be back next week, and I'll see you then.